Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Negotiators at the climate change talks in Paris have been working through the night in the hope of reaching an historic deal by the scheduled conclusion later today. New Zealand's climate change envoy, Jo Tyndall, told the BBC she was confident a deal would be agreed, but not necessarily within the timetable set by the friend hosts.
The key issues underpinning this whole negotiation is how you deal with the treatment of countries at different stages of development. And so far in the climate change world, there have been two categories of countries, developed and developing, with legal obligations expected of one set of countries and voluntary actions expected of other set of countries. So we are, you know, looking for ways to get everybody on the same legal footing.
Trading has been suspended in the shares of one of China's biggest privately owned conglomerates, Fosun, amid uncertainty over the whereabouts of its chairman. Guo Guangchang is one of China's wealthiest men. Here's Karishma Vaswani.
Mr. Guo's disappearance was first flagged on Chinese social media on Thursday afternoon. It isn't clear why he has disappeared, but other high-profile executives in China's financial sector have gone missing in recent weeks. There's speculation that this is part of the wider anti-corruption campaign that Beijing launched to clean up various pillars of China's economy, which now includes the financial sector. If Mr. Guo's disappearance is indeed proved to be part of that, then he would be among the most high-profile Chinese businessmen caught up in it.
The human rights lobby group Amnesty International has accused Saudi Arabia and its allies of deliberately attacking schools in Yemen. Amnesty says more than 1,000 schools have been put out of action. Frank Gardner reports.
The campaign group calls on both Britain and the U.S. to suspend all transfers of weapons being used to commit violations of international law. After civil war broke out in Yemen and Saudi Arabia intervened militarily in March, more than 6,000 Yemenis have reportedly been killed. Both the Saudi-led coalition and the Iranian-backed rebels have been accused of war crimes, with airstrikes reportedly causing the bulk of civilian casualties.
A senior U.S. Treasury official has said that Islamic State militants have looted up to $1 billion from banks in territory held by the group in Iraq and Syria. Adam Shubin told the BBC how the jihadists acquired the cash.
As they rolled through in terms of their initial military campaign and took over cities like Mosul, there were banks, standing banks there, that had cash in their vaults. And of course, ISIL then obtained control over those bank vaults. The good news is that once that money is spent, it's not renewable.
Mr. Shubin said IS had made a further $500 million from oil sales. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The front-runner for the Democratic Party nomination for the U.S. presidency, Hillary Clinton, has condemned her Republican rival Donald Trump as dangerous. She said she no longer found him funny following his suggestion that Muslims be banned from entering the United States. For his part, Mrs. Trump said the comments he made following the California killings had sparked an important debate about U.S. immigration policy.
All of a sudden, I'm watching the shows this morning and I'm watching the shows tonight. Well, you know, Trump has a point. The visa system is not working. This woman came in on a marriage visa, and she was totally radicalized. And she came in, and all of a sudden they're saying, it's not working, the visa system. We've got to get down to the problems. We can't worry about being politically correct.
The president of Myanmar, Thein Sein, has named a committee to oversee the handover of power to Aung San Suu Kyi's party following its election victory last month. From Yangon, Jonah Fisher has more.
Five of the president's closest aides have been nominated to a committee responsible for managing what's being called the smooth transfer of state responsibility. They will be liaising with three senior members of the party that won so overwhelmingly in the general election a month ago, Ms. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. For people here, it's another reassuring sign that unlike in 1990, the military-backed government is actually going to give up power this time.
The Chinese currency, the yuan, has fallen to its lowest level in more than 4 years after the country's central bank again reduced its guidance rate. China's currency has fallen this year as its economy has slowed, and the United States has indicated that it's moving towards an interest rate rise. BBC World News.